No one wanted to pay any attention to men like Carl, the strange, the quiet, the disenfranchised. All the ordinary citizens with jobs and mortgages and kids wanted nothing more than for the Carl Dahls of the world to pass through and keep on going. Carl might have quietly left a string of homicides in his wake as he'd moved from place to place. He could have been invisible, blending into the background, calling no attention to himself. If not for the neighbor stupidly stepping out of his house to videotape the tornado bearing down on the city that fateful day, Carl Dahl might have walked away from the Haas massacre into the mists, hopped another train, and gone on to another state, and the Haas murders would have gone unsolved. "Come on," he said. He abandoned his lunch and approached her again. Carrie sat very still, like a small prey animal afraid to move or breathe. He put a hand around her wrist and pulled her up out of the chair, not roughly, but firmly. "I made this nice bed for you," he said. "I want you to lie down on it." She wouldn't have thought it possible, but the sense of dread became heavier, more oppressive. She knew too much about what had been done to Marlene Haas. Had it started like this? Carl fixating on the woman, deciding she was his angel because she had helped him out, then wanting to possess her physically and sexually, flying into a rage when she tried to reject him, the rage unleashing the demons that lived in his soul, the demons spinning themselves into a frenzy. "Lie down now," Carl ordered her as she stepped to the edge of the nest he had made for her. The idea of his touching her, forcing himself on her, was beyond revolting. Afraid to antagonize him, Carrie lowered herself to the floor, lay down on her side, curled into the fetal position. Carl sat down and put her head in his lap and stroked her hair. "You sleep now, angel. We have all the time in the world." For what? She wondered. Did he think she would become his willing traveling companion? Or did he think that, in death, her soul would become his forever? "You're with me now. I haven't had an angel in a long, long time."
"You had an angel once?" she asked in a hushed voice. "What was her name?"
He didn't answer the question. Finally, he said, very softly, "I had an angel once."
"What happened to her?" Carrie asked.
Carl looked down into her face, expressionless. "She went to heaven, like angels do.